The greatest show on dirt, Riding Dirty with AJ Taylor, giving you all the dirt on dirt track racing and the Hancock County Speedway in Britt. Be ready to sit on the edge of your seat, courtesy of these great businesses.
Ryan's Roofing, LLC, Summit House Retirement Community, Iowa Mold Tooling Company, Hancock County Speedway, McNeese Tire and Automotive, The Britt Bar and Grill, B&B Sounds and Lights DJ Service, Stellar Industries, Hancock County Co-op Oil and Senex, Sense Seed and Services and Pioneer, and Hancock County Health System.
Now here's Riding Dirty with AJ Taylor.
County Speedway in Britt. There's eight races so far in the 2023 season here at the Hancock County Speedway. And if you missed last week's episode, we talked to a number of people. In fact, we talked to the IMCA, USRA, and USMTS race car driver number three, Kelly Shyrock. He also races in both the modified and the stock cars, as well as another experienced driver in the stock car class. He's currently number three in points. They call the man Cooter, number 73, Troy Swearingen. If you missed any of the shows, you can access the show's reruns on KIOW.com. Now, tonight's show, of course, we had the ABCs of racing, myself, A.J. Taylor, and our guest. I had to look down and find out who that was.
Who's that, A.J.? You know that guy?
I have no idea. Anyway, guest commentators Brad Hiscox of B&B Sounds and Lights DJ Service. And we have Mad Dog Chris Matson. Now, tonight, we have a jam-packed 30-minute show. And we are featuring number 10 in the modified class, Jeremy Mills, the guy they call Nitro Nate. He's number 88N in the Sport Mods. And we'll tell you who Nitro Nate is, how he got that name. We're talking about Nate Albrandt, great guy. If he just keep the steering wheel straight, he might have a victory every once in a while. You know what I'm saying here?
Yeah.
And for all of you listening to the show, if you have any questions or comment for any of us, you can text us. And I'll take this as slow as I possibly can, because I know there are some people who are looking for the letters on their phones. 828-MIX-KIOW. That's 828-649-5469. Tonight you can expect to see the best of the best, and yes, we will be out here. The rain is helping the track. It is not hindering the track. It is helping the track
to keep it
wet. That's the way it's got to work. Anyway, you'll see the IMCA Modifieds. They're racing for $1,500 to win in the feature and the cash dash. The IMCA Stock Cars are racing for $800 to win the feature and the cash dash. The IMCA Sport Modifieds are racing for the $600 to win and the feature, and also there's a cash dash. Now, the IMCA Hobby Stocks are racing for just $400, and the IMCA Sport Compacts are racing for $200. Grandstand gates are open. Hot laps start at 7. Grandstand admission is adults $12. Teens 13 to 18 are $6, and kids 12 and under get in free.
Free!
And they do not have to show their driver's license. Now, or you can get a pit pass for $13 and over for $30. Ages 6 to 12 are 15. Kids 5 and under are free in the pits. Please make sure that you take care of those little 5-year-olds, because they're going to be the ones that are going to be most curious as to what in the world am I in? This is a giant toy land out here. Look at all these nice cars. You can get more info on Facebook or at the HancockCountySpeedway.com. So, before we go to break, guys, what was the one highlight that stood out to you? We'll start with Mad Dog here. What did you see out there?
Well, we had a rollover in the hobby stock, the number 28 car, which came back and ran the feature, so it wasn't that bad of a rollover. He's still able to run.
Okay, and Brad, what did you see out there as far as your idea there?
Well, I hate to say it, but my sticks in my mind is the sport mod class.
Oh yeah,
with Nate Albrandt. We'll be talking to him tonight. He was leading by a long ways, and I think it was like 3 or 4 laps to go, and he just looped it all by himself down there in 3 and 4, and I bet you he was just kicking himself in the rear end. But that stood out. Nate was running a excellent race until that happened, but that kind of stuck in my brain. But I tell you what, the stock car class was an amazing race. I seen Kevin Opine starting, I believe, at 17th or 18th, and ended up second. And I did see that Kevin Opine won just the other night down at Boone, and he started 14th, and he ended up winning it in a drag race coming out of four with Mr. Smith, and he won by 3/1000ths of a second. So congratulations, Kevin, and good job last week, too.
All right, got a text line question from last week, guys. Let's talk about it. What was one of the questions that was asked?
Well, they wanted to know, how much fuel does a modified use in a feature race? And I kind of talked to a few people, and they said anywhere from 7 to 10 gallons of fuel.
First off, you got to tell them, how much does the tank hold usually?
Well, it all depends on the tank. They run around 15 to 20 gallons. A lot of them run in the 15-gallon tank because they want to keep the weight down, because we did have another question, which I will get to that with what about inspection? What do they look for inspection? Do they have to be weighed after the race is over? And the answer to that is yes. The modifieds, the sport mods, and the stock cars all have to go across the scale. The BEMA or sport mods, they have to weigh at least 2,500 pounds. The stock cars have to weigh at least 2,950 pounds, and the modifieds have to weigh at least 2,450. And on top of that, it's up to the inspector's discretion on what else they check. I've been down at Boone at Super Nationals, and when I was helping Randy Hadachik, the Rocket, we got pulled into inspection, and we ended up having to pull the heads off the car. Sometimes it gets down and dirty in the inspection tent. So it all depends on what they want to look at, and, you know, it just all depends. They also had a question on the what kind of fuel do they run. The hobby stocks, they run pump gas. They can run racing fuel, but with the motors that they got, they're just a basic 366 cubic inch is a maximum. Two-barrel carburetor and regular manifolds on it. So if you're going to run race fuel, which they can, but it's not going to do you any good. So just a good 91-octane pump gas, that's what gives them the best. The sport mods, they can run pump gas just like the hobby stocks do, but they do run a four-barrel at headers, so they can also run racing fuel, and it gives them a little bit better performance. Stock cars, they can run pump gas and racing fuel. And that there, they said that they were running a mixture to keep that 91 octane up there high, because the more octane is, the better off you can be. Mm-hmm. And then the modifieds, they can run pump gas, they can run racing fuel, or they can run 99.9% methanol. And most of the guys are running methanol.
Most of them, because of the fact that it's cheaper and it actually builds power inside the engine.
It builds more power, plus it keeps the motor cooler.
That's right.
Yep, with methanol, it'll run cooler. We had the other question we had, they wanted to know what tires the classes ran in. Your hobby stocks, they run a basic car street tire. Your sport mods, stock cars, and modifieds all have to run the Hoosier tire. It's a Hoosier racing tire that they put out, and they all have to run that. So we got all the questions all answered for you from last week. So if anybody else has got any more questions this week, just text us. Let us know, and Mel will get to us.
That's right.
So there's your answers.
We'll have him butt in. Now you're riding the dirt. Listening to Riding Dirty, the greatest show on dirt, live on KOW plus B103 and worldwide on KOW.com and on B103.com and on Facebook. Back after this.
Hi, this is Christy Lear from Ryan's Roofing, LLC. Local family-owned and fully licensed, serving North Iowa since 2010. Specializing in asphalt shingle roof replacements. Every client's home is treated as if it's our own. Five-star testimonials, highest-rated materials from local suppliers, warranted craftsmanship, and unmatched pricing. Free estimates and all inspections performed by Ryan himself. Ryan's Roofing, LLC. Contact Ryan today, 641-590-1798. Or check us out on Facebook and Google.
Rev up your retirement. Summit House Retirement Community is the place to be this summer. Enjoy all the amenities of home in a spacious, affordable one or two bedroom apartment with garages, patios, and a beautifully landscaped courtyard. You deserve worry-free independence, but we provide assistance as needed. Laughter and fun are part of the package, along with two meals a day. We are also connected to the clinic and fitness center for your wellness. Race on in for a tour. Call 641-843-3333. Summit House in Britt, where the fun never ends.
The Britt Barn Grill. Get daily lunch specials, hot wings, burgers, roasted chicken, even a ribeye. Or to book a party at Main Avenue Event Center, call 641-843-4275. Weddings, reunions, birthday parties, or any private party. Don't miss all the action at the Britt Barn Grill or Main Avenue Event Center, downtown Britt.
Hi, I'm Dave Zroslik, president of Stellar Industries. The employee owners of Stellar Industries reflect the values of small-town living, honesty, integrity, kindness, and caring. With locations in Garner, Kanawha, and Mason City, Stellar is a proud supporter across the North Iowa area. Log on to stellarindustries.com to learn more about Stellar and how you can become part of our family.
We're checking the radar here at the Hancock County Speedway at the Hancock County District Fairgrounds, and we are just seeing some light rain, just very light, sporadic rain throughout the area. Most of the heavy stuff is up towards the Minnesota area. The races are still on around here. I wouldn't worry about that. Just, you know, brings maybe an umbrella, maybe a poncho, something like that to come out and watch the races. Because, as I said, the rain is going to be beneficial to the tracks that are out here right now, and that's what they're paying close attention to over in the strategy room over there right now. Right, and we're going to take a look at, Jeremy Mills here. He's number 10. We're featuring Jeremy Mills. He has an impressive record so far. He's raced 38 events on the year. He has 7 wins, 26 top 5, and 31 top 10s at various tracks. And Mills is a veteran racer who has competed in all of the local tracks. He got his start after watching his dad and uncle.
Basically through the family, my dad and my uncle had a late model back in the day that Denny Holmgay drove, so then my brother and I started doing it once we got old enough, and I've been doing it since 96.
Now, it sounds kind of familiar to the start of many great drivers here.
It's been actually going really well. You know, we've just worked really hard trying to get our things better from last year, and I think for the most part we've improved. Actually, Britt was one of my best tracks last year as far as wins goes, and we're a little behind there this year, but maybe we can get one pulled off here one of these next couple of days.
All right, Mills also has been one of the best this year at Britt. He's had many second and third place finishes. Do you guys think his big wins at Britt are kind of on the way? What do you think here, Brad, about that?
Well, you got the big shows coming up here. Yeah, 9,000 stars. You got 10,000 stars. Jeremy's always done great in those two races there, and so, you know, and then you got Super Nationals coming up also, so, and he's done good down there.
What do you think about that?
Yeah, with Jeremy, you never count him out. He's always right there. He's going to be, once he gets a click, then he starts reeling them off, starts winning races here and there.
Because he kind of gets into a zone, doesn't he, when that's going on?
It all depends. You know, the track there, he can figure out a track like no other, and he can come out here in his heat race and does fairly decent, but when it comes to feature time, he can come out there and he might start back a ways, but by the end of the race, he's up there. I mean, he's either leading it by a long ways or he's in second place and he's going for the lead, and most of the time, he usually gets it.
Now, it's interesting, you know, for Mills, it is also juggling family, work, and getting up early mornings to maintain that race car. Here's what he had to say.
Biggest challenge has probably been just juggling work and family and ball games and racing and just trying to make it all work and try to be everywhere that you want to be and be able to get everything done. So, you know, that car maintenance-wise takes a lot of time. And don't get a lot of sleep, get up early in the morning to try to get that done, but I wouldn't have it any other way right now.
Around a lot of racers, okay? Mad Dog, how do you think guys handle... How do you think most racers handle these challenges where you've got the racing, you've got the family, and everything else? Because some guys are getting up at 3 o'clock in the morning to work on the cars.
Yeah, veterans themselves have done it long enough, and it's just like the back of their hand. It's just, they just do what they do. because they've been doing long enough. The biggest thing, I think, is when you got a good crew, you got a good crew with you, they can get a lot of that other stuff that, you, you know, like you say, when they're working or something, the guy, the driver's working on his regular job or something, or doing something, the crew comes in, they'll help, you know, get the car cleaned up, ready to go and stuff, I think. And then you know, the adjustment stuff comes in, then the driver comes in, and they go through all that. And
Brad, what about family? I mean, you've been in the pits before. You know what it's all about. And you also know when they're working on the cars during the week what that situation is like. What do you see when you're working with some of these drivers?
Well, the thing about it is when it comes to the family's got to realize, you know, dad, brother, whatever is out there racing, sister, you know, whatever is out there racing, they got to step up, help them out. And, you know, like these guys that have been racing and then they get married during racing, that wife or husband, whatever it happens to be, they got to realize
they're basically marrying into it. They know what they're getting into for the most part.
Right? They got to know what they're getting into, and most of the time they're right out there helping them with it, because you know it's somebody's got to check all the bolts. Mm-hmm. Got to check all the bolts every night. So that's just part of it. I mean, family is family, and they're going to help out.
Coming up, Nitro Nate is going to be here. We'll talk to him, Nate Albrandt, that is. You're listening to Riding Dirty, the greatest show on dirt, live on KOWB 103, also worldwide at KOW.com and on Facebook. Back after this.
IMT wishes all racers good luck this season. Iowa Mold Tooling Company has supported our local communities for over 60 years. Just like their first innovation in 1961, IMT service vehicles and material handling systems are manufactured to deliver quality, value, safety, and performance. IMT and Garner is now hiring. Develop your career path with top pay while receiving skills training, leadership opportunities, and advanced education programs. Apply today at imt.com/careers.
Gentlemen, start your engines. Tonight at the Hancock County Speedway in Britt, your home of Friday night fast family affordable fun. See the best of the best. Five IMCA classes battle it out for huge purses. Plus, drivers get a chance at an extra payout with the Cash Dash. Don't miss the adrenaline rush tonight at the Hancock County Speedway. Gates open at 5, hot laps at 7. Get info on Facebook or HancockCountySpeedway.com.
McNeese Tire and Automotive has been serving your ag and vehicle needs for over 25 years with everything from tires to complete engine repair and all the parts you need to keep you rolling. Whether you drive an automobile, semi, or farm equipment, big or small, we do it all with 24-hour on-the-farm and roadside service calls. McNeese Tire, a mile and a half west of Britt on Highway 18, call 843-3536 or visit us on Facebook.
Sense Seed and Services in Britt, your local Pioneer team, is with you from the word go with industry-leading genetics and on-the-farm trials. When it's go time, make the most of every acre with Pioneer brand corn and soybean products. Sense Seed and Services in Britt invites you to bring your kids to the Kids Zone at the Hancock County Speedway.
Call 515-689-0503.
Here we go! Rock your next party with B&B Sounds and Lights DJ Service, a full-service production company for weddings, reunions, or any special event. Give Brad or Brennan a call at 641-251-1761. B&B Sounds and Lights DJ Service. Call 641-251-1761.
Man, I'll tell you what, he's got the best music. That's all there is to it. No question about it. Mel takes a lot of time finding this music to put it together, and sometimes he's doing it in his garage, playing on a guitar and stuff like that. Anyway, Riding Dirty, you're listening to the greatest show on dirt, live on KOW and B103, plus worldwide on KOW.com and on B103.com and on Facebook. Now, our next featured driver is Nate Albrandt, and he, after getting his start in racing go-karts, Albrandt got the nickname Nitro.
So it was back when Nate Kruth was racing, and I was still racing go-karts at the time, and we became really close friends, and his nickname ended up being Nitro, and we just called each other Nitro.
What a cool name to have there, guys. What do you think about that?
Who was that?
Nate Albrandt.
That was Nate?
That was Nate.
I guess I didn't really talk to him. I thought it was like some kid or something.
Well, now don't go there, because it was, when I first talked to him, it was on a softball field. It was like, wait a minute.
That's Nate for you.
Yeah, sorry.
I've known Nate for quite a few years, and I've always known him as Nitro Nate.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I guess he was calling back and forth the Nitro Brothers or something like that, right?
Yep.
Kind of cool. All right, now he drives the 88N, as in Nitro. Get it? Anyway, that's in the Sport Mod. He's been in 16 events this year. He had 4 top fives and 9 top tens. He does not have a win this year, but to say that he was very close is an extreme understatement. Brad, you want to explain what in the world happened there, just out of curiosity, and let's keep it clean for the family.
Well, let's see. How do I want to put this? A roll of duct tape comes to mind, but I don't know what happened. I haven't talked to Nate. All I know is he was running the perfect race. He really was. And I was watching the cars and watched second, third place race, and all of a sudden I caught it out of the corner of my eye, and he was just looped it around. It's like, Nate, what happened? And I haven't talked to Nate since last week, so I really don't know what happened, but he was running the perfect race, and he just the back end come right out from underneath of him. Mm-hmm. I don't know if he went into the corner too hard or what it was, but I don't know. But like I said, old duct tape comes to mind.
He didn't hit any tack, that's for darn sure, because he would have held it right there, so it could have been dry dirt.
Yeah, well, I don't know. Last week, I tell you what, hats off to the track crew.
They worked the track.
Before the features, they come out, and they had the little digger deal out there digging.
Digger deal.
And they did the whole track,
watered down.
And they watered the whole track, and then rolled it up. It took about 20 minutes, and I tell you what, that was a whole different track, and hats off to them guys. They made a very, very, very good race. And the feature races were excellent.
It should be good racing again tonight.
Okay, yep. We'll see what happens there. But now, we asked him how he thinks the season is going with the car that he built.
We've struggled this year a little bit. New car, built it myself pretty much, and just kind of getting the quirks figured out on that, other than a couple DNFs this year, and we're figuring it out. Almost had a win last week. Mainly trying to figure the car out. I mean, from spring changes to bar changes, just some shock changes and dialing it in.
Are there a lot of racers who build their own cars, guys?
He works for Ryan Reuter, so Ryan Reuter builds the Snidebiter chassis. So he works for Ryan, so he pretty much built his car himself, and he builds other cars too. So what he does over there is he builds race cars, and he also builds the Rydock, aluminum docks and aluminum boat lifts. So, yeah, he works for Ryan Reuter, so yeah, he pretty much built that car himself.
Do you know?
I thought you were trying to say Rybob, and he kept screwing up.
Rybob and Rydock.
That's where he got the name.
All right, now, the rivalries are pretty fierce on the track, but friendships are even stronger. And Albrandt respects when his car, or the car that he is in, is going good.
To be honest, when you have the closest friends that I've got like, out on the racetrack and stuff, it makes it hard, but it's like also one of those things where if it was a 10,000-to-win race and you guys were head-to-head on the track, I don't think I could take my friend out.
What do you think?
Wow. Nate.
Okay, so to set this up, Nate is saying Nitro Nate, one of the top guys on the track.
If it was for $10,000 and he couldn't take his friend out to win,
what do you think? I mean, Mad Dog, if you're sitting there, if you're going head to head, let's say you're going with Shyrock or something like that, right? And you've got $10,000 on the table. You're going nose to nose with this guy. You're going to be in a situation where you can kind of edge him out, maybe put him up in the turn just a bit, a little higher than he'd like to go on the dry dirt, and you're going to take that tack, and you're going to cut in. Would you do it?
What a setup, AJ. Holy
Thank you
smoke.
Very much, I mean, yeah. I'll go downstairs and get some dinner. You finish this up, okay?
All right. I was going to say, because if I was a driver, and I don't care how much the money is, I want to race as clean as possible. Me. That's me, personally. And I know there's a lot of drivers out there that's the same thing. They don't, and they want to get a win the natural way, not without. But there's also, like you said, where you can do little things that can kind of help get the other guy a little loose or something, or
mm-hmm.
just to give that little more edge to you.
Mm-hmm.
And that's okay. I understand that. That's racing. That's part of racing.
But you're not going to bump up and slap them in the wall or anything.
You're
going to
get black flag, no matter who you are. You're going to get black flag for that. They'll see that, and they'll call you on it.
Yeah, you don't want to put them up in the wall or shove them off the track or anything like that, because you're going to get that black flag. But if there's something you can do to get that advantage on them, you know, like do a slide job on them or something like that,
right.
And, you know, yeah, that's perfectly normal. I mean, I've seen a lot of guys do it for less than $10,000.
Well, I'm thinking, you know, if I'm sitting there edge-to-edge, and I'm going back to the days back at Thunder Raceway in Arizona, where I would see drivers. There was one guy, I won't mention names, like Wes Morley, and then there was, you know, and you'd have a variation of guys. One guy, Ricky Davis, he used to run a NASCAR for many, many years. He actually got his start down in Arizona. Ricky would do this little funky thing where he would look like he was going to turn into you, and then all of a sudden he'd turn back. And it would fake you out. You'd hit the brake, and all of a sudden you'd pull back, and now you've only got the straightaway to work.
Right, right.
Now, that is legal.
Oh, yeah. If you can fake a guy out, yeah.
They do that a lot in, like, the starts, the race starts and stuff. When they come out and turn forward for the green flag, they'll kind of move up on the guy on the outside, kind of push him away just to give him, so he's got to, like, brake or something. And then that's when they gas it so they can, like, get a good clean brake and take off as a, you know, front stretch lead.
All right, so there you have it. What would you guys do? I'm curious to find out. You can text us and let us know at 828-649-5469. If you were on the track.
I can just see this now. Take him out!
I say friends are friends, and you do not take friends out.
You don't know race car drivers.
We got to get her on the track one of these days. That's Angie for you. Anyway, Riding Dirty, that's the greatest show on dirt, live on KIW, B103 worldwide on KIW.com and on Facebook. We'll be back after this. Don't go away.
Hi, this is Christy Lear from Ryan's Roofing, LLC. Local family owned and fully licensed, serving North Iowa since 2010. Specializing in asphalt shingle roof replacements. Every client's home is treated as if it's our own. 5-star testimonials, highest rated materials from local suppliers, warranted craftsmanship and unmatched pricing. Free estimates and all inspections performed by Ryan himself. Ryan's Roofing, LLC. Contact Ryan today, 641-590-1798. Or check us out on Facebook and Google.
Rev up your retirement. Summit House Retirement Community is the place to be this summer. Enjoy all the amenities of home in a spacious, affordable one or two bedroom apartment with garages, patios, and a beautifully landscaped courtyard. You deserve worry-free independence, but we provide assistance as needed. Laughter and fun are part of the package, along with two meals a day. We are also connected to the clinic and fitness center for your wellness. Race on in for a tour. Call 641-843-3333. Summit House in Britt, where the fun never ends.
The Britt Barn Grill. Get daily lunch specials, hot wings, burgers, roasted chicken, even a ribeye. Or to book a party at Main Avenue Event Center, call 641-843-4275. Weddings, reunions, birthday parties, or any private party. Don't miss all the action at the Britt Barn Grill or Main Avenue Event Center, downtown Britt. Welcome to
The famous Northern Lights Pizza Dash in Garner, home to the tasty crust which originated in Des Moines. Garner Cynics continues Northern Lights' passionate pursuit of pizza perfection using all-natural pizza sauce, fresh-cut vegetables, and 100% real cheeses. Whether you're in the mood for pizza, pasta, breadsticks, wings, or dessert, Northern Lights Pizza Dash at Garner Cynics offers delicious perfection for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Order now and get deliciousness on the go. Call 641-923-2694 or visit northernlightspizza.com.
Hi, I'm Dave Zroslik, president of Stellar Industries. The employee owners of Stellar Industries reflect the values of small-town living, honesty, integrity, kindness, and caring. With locations in Garner, Kanawha, and Mason City, Stellar is a proud supporter across the North Iowa area. Log on to stellarindustries.com to learn more about Stellar and how you can become part of our family.
You're listening to Ride 30, the greatest show on dirt, live on KOW B103 worldwide on KOW.com, B103.com, and on Facebook. Okay, so.
AJ, just before we get back into this.
Go for it.
What I said there, I'm not making fun of Nate. Nate's a good friend of mine. I'm not making fun of him. So everybody knows, everybody rubs each other. You know, I'm not making fun of him. Chris wasn't making fun of him. You know, it's just one of those things that happen, and it could happen to anybody. I mean, the dirt out there is different in different spots, and the car got away from him. And no, we're not making fun of Nate. Nate's a good friend of mine. So as that goes.
Yeah, it's not. And the thing of it is I have seen worse. And I'm going to tell you, guys a story that I carry with me for all of my life. Dan Beebe is the son of Richard Beebe down in Arizona. He was driving a modified car. This kid is 13 years old. 13 years old. His dad just built this thing from top to bottom, from the tires to the steering wheel, everything. They go out there and they race in one of these dashes for cash. He takes this car and he's into turn number four, right? As he goes into turn number four, this is youth and inexperience, maybe. But he's been driving go-karts since he was four. So he goes into turn four. We all know where turn four is. It's the entry to the rest of the pit, going into the pits. The kid slides over the wall. He tips the car over the wall. We're talking about a modified. And he wrecks into the rest of the sport mods there that are lining up to get ready to go onto the track. Everybody comes out okay in the whole thing. But it's like a 30-some-odd thousand-dollar thing that happens. Things like this, where you're driving out there, anything can happen. So,
at any time.
Yeah, at any time. So, you know, to say, you know, if we hurt anybody's feelings, I apologize out there, but that's not the intention of what we were talking about there. All right, Chris, let's talk about the challenging Friday night last night, or last Friday. Who were the big winners off of that whole thing? Tell me a little bit about it.
All right. Well, we talked about earlier about how the track during the heat races kind of dried up a little bit, and then the promoters went out and worked it all in and redid it and made it 50 times more racing.
Right.
Racing.
It was a whole new track.
Yep, and just made it that much more exciting to watch. Like I said, in the hobby stocks, the number 28, I think it's a Seidel.
Yeah.
Does that sound right?
Yep.
He, unfortunately, or I think, I'm pretty sure it's the heat. Don't want to upset anybody, he or she, went off three and rolled it. It's a soft roll, because apparently it wasn't that bad that he was able to come back out and run the feature and did pretty well.
Right.
I think ended up fifth or sixth, something like that. So, but yeah, otherwise the track was pretty racy. In our compact, the winner was a new winner. She didn't make it three in a row. Was it three
four.
Or four? Is it four? Going for four. All right. But anyway, our new winner this week was the 28R of Trent Reed from Missouri Valley. In the hobby stocks, it was the T8 car, Brandon Nielsen, finally. He's always up there. And this year out here at this track, he had a hard time getting that thing worked in, and this time finally got the car going. In the stock, we'll go Sport Mods. Sport Mods, it was the 08 car of Alec Fett. You know the Fett boys.
Mm-hmm.
00, 08, one of them two is going to be up there.
That's right.
And on that note, with the Fett boys, in the cash dash, Alex Fett led the whole cash dash until turn number four for the checkered flag, and his brother got him. And he said in the feature, and when Alex won it, he says, my brother stole that cash dash from him, so I had to get this one.
It was a payback. That's what it was.
Paybacks are, go ahead, Chris.
Oh, all right. So, in our IMTA stock cars, it was the 56 of Doug Smith from Lake City. The Smith boys are all good boys that run up there towards the top.
And Kevin Opine was second. And down at Boone, it was the other way around. Kevin Opine was first, and Doug Smith was second.
Oh, my
and
God.
Doug Smith started on the pole.
Oh.
So you call that a payback or something, maybe?
Oh, my gosh, that hurts.
And then finally, in our modified, we had the number three of Mr. Kelly Shryock. Every week, folks, we tell you, if they get interviewed or we do a story on them,
yep,
they're probably going to win a feature. So tonight, you know what I'm guessing? Or I'm going to put my money on? Nate Albrandt is going to win tonight. Mm-hmm. I'm going to put my money on that. Oh, I'm sorry. I forgot to talk about the cruisers. We had cruisers last week.
Oh, yeah.
They bring them in just once in a while. You know, they usually run over to Algona.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, in our cruisers, if you don't know, it's two people in a car, one that steers and brakes, and the other one runs the gas pedal on the passenger side.
Right.
So anyway, our winner was the number seven car of Zach and Brody Vader from Pocahontas.
The Vader boys.
Brad, let's talk about the top three in each class right now. What do we got?
All right, we got the modifieds. Hasn't changed anything. The modifieds, we still got Jeremy Mills leading at 265. Kelly Shryock, he's at 259. And Cody Connect, he's at 239. Points leader in the IMC Sport Mod, 08. Alex Fett is leading it with 267.
Second place is his brother, Colby, with 00 with 256. And in third place is Matt Hansen from Clemmy. He's got 245. In our stock car classes, we got Kelly Shyrock. He's leading it with 259. Kevin Opine, he's right there with 247 in second. Troy Swearingen Thompson's in third with 242. Those are your top three guys there. I tell you what, that stock car class is just unbelievable this year. In our hobby stocks, we got Mike Smith from Lake City, 273. Brandon Nielsen Spencer is 270. And Drew Barkloff is at 258. And leading the sport compacts is a 07. Brooke Osler from Milford, she's at 233. And Charles Prime with 227. And, wow. Ariana Rothman. Rothman from Algona. With 224. She's in third.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. Okay, now, Mel, you got any text questions coming in yet? Let's just check and see. If we do, we'll handle it in the next segment. As you're listening to Riding Dirty, the greatest show on dirt, live on KOW+. Plus, I also want B103 and worldwide on KOW.com. Hang on, I'm not done. And on B103.com. Wait a minute, I'm finished yet. And on Facebook, back after this.
IMT wishes all racers good luck this season. Iowa Mold Tooling Company has supported our local communities for over 60 years. Just like their first innovation in 1961, IMT service vehicles and material handling systems are manufactured to deliver quality, value, safety, and performance. IMT and Garner is now hiring. Develop your career path with top pay while receiving skills training, leadership opportunities, and advanced education programs. Apply today at imt.com/careers.
Gentlemen, start your engines. Tonight at the Hancock County Speedway in Britt, your home of Friday night fast family affordable fun. See the best of the best. Five IMCA classes battle it out for huge purses. Plus, drivers get a chance at an extra payout with the Cash Dash. Don't miss the adrenaline rush tonight at the Hancock County Speedway. Gates open at 5, hot laps at 7. Get info on Facebook or HancockCountySpeedway.com.
McNeese Tire and Automotive in Britt. Big or small jobs, we do it all. Tires, oil changes, and other vehicle maintenance, inspections, brakes, even transmission and engine work. And with 24-hour roadside service calls, count on our McNeese Tire family to be there for when it matters most. McNeese Tire, a mile and a half west of Britt on Highway 18. Call 843-3536 or visit us on Facebook.
Hancock County Health System has offered patient-centered care since 1953. The health system operates 4 family practice clinics in Britt, Garner, Kanawha, and Wesley, as well as a hospital. Hancock County Health System, your health, our care, a lasting partnership.
Sense Seed and Services in Britt, your local Pioneer team, is with you from the word go. With industry-leading genetics and on-the-farm trials, when it's go time, make the most of every acre with Pioneer brand corn and soybean products. Sense Seed and Services in Britt invites you to bring your kids to the Kids Zone at the Hancock County Speedway.
Call 515-689-0503.
I tell you what, all I want to do now is just sit down, have a nice soft drink, and some potato chips, and just listen to Mach Turner Overdrive here on Mix 107.3. All right, question came in. This one coming in over here. Is it easier to ride or drive in the rain on a rainy track, or is it easier to drive on a dry track?
You don't want to drive on a rainy track.
Really?
Oh, no. Yeah, it's greasy.
It's greasy?
Yeah, it gets greasy if it rains and stuff, and you're just going to be slipping and sliding everywhere.
When it rains out there and you're out on that track, if you're on the corners, you will slide off the track in your shoes. Literally, I'm not joking, because when the track first opened and the banks were 18 degrees, I was a flagman on the back straightaway, and there was times I had to go pick up parts or whatever off the corners, and then it started raining or something like that, and you would literally slide off those in your shoes.
Oh, my gosh.
It's that slippery.
Yeah, it's like a slip and slide.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. All right. Well, there you have it. Now, we've been looking at radar the whole time. The guys over there in the booth also been taking a look at it as well, too. Radar's looking clean. It's just some light rain that's coming through the area.
Just to let you know, the water truck is out there watering the track right now. That's how much rain we did not get.
That tells you everything right there. When they're watering the track down, they know coming ahead what the situation is going to be like. So we encourage everybody to come out here.
As a driver, I understand the reluctancy. You don't want to drive all the way over here and waste all that gas. But drivers, if you're listening, please, there's already plenty of cars showing up here. I mean, not the usual amount that we have, but I'm sure everybody else will be pulling in shortly. I don't know if Marshalltown's running tonight. I think they might have got rained out, so we might get additional cars. So folks that come to watch the race in the grandstand, you might see some new cars here, so it might be pretty interesting to watch. Also, sorry, I don't mean to.
No, go right ahead.
I said earlier about Nate Albrandt. Since we interviewed him, he should probably win the race. Also, Jeremy Mills, which I'm sure tonight will be his night.
Brad has a big nod on his head. All right, there you have it, an extended version here of Riding Dirty.
But wait, I'm not done yet.
Oh, okay.
Since it's extended, I've been thinking about this all week.
Yep.
I just want people out there to know that if you're that are listening, please go to our sponsors and tell them that you heard them on the show and enjoyed listening to the show, if you enjoyed listening to the show. If you didn't, that's fine, too. But at least go tell them that you heard and appreciate their advertisement.
And one other thing. I want to give a shout-out, and everybody should also thank all the people that work downstairs in the concession stand, in the ticket booth, out on the racetrack. I mean, the beer garden, the Little Red Shack out back there, they all come out here early, early in the afternoon to get everything ready up. So thanks to everybody down there in the concession stand, ticket booth, Little Red Shack out back, and out on the racetrack. Called Mark Hiscox, he puts a lot of time out here that nobody even knows about. He's out here almost every day working on this track, believe it or not. So thank you, guys.
All right, guys. Now, as you were talking, 7 trailers pulled in, and more are coming in from behind. I noticed that there were some coming down behind me on the south side. So this is going to be a busy night out here on the track, and it's a good thing we kind of extended the version of the show because here comes more trailers. We're going to be seeing a lot of cars out here because of the rainouts everywhere that are going on. They're coming here.
The car that I've never seen before.
Yeah. So we're going to see people that we've never seen before. They're going to be out here. The word is out, folks, that Hancock County Speedway, the District Fair Speedway here, it is open for business. We want you to come out. Bring your ponchos. Bring your umbrellas, whatever. It's going to be a great, great night as a lot of people are coming out. All right.
Because of the cool weather, it's going to be probably a good, fast racing because these cars run a lot better when their motors ain't too hot.
Yeah.
And this weather was just going to be perfect for it.
Exactly, exactly. So, there you have it, folks. I want to thank our guest commentators, Brad Hiscox and Chris Mad Dog Madsen. Thanks to Jeremy Mills and Nate Albrandt for giving us a chance to get to know your guys better.
And thank you, guys.
Yes, and good luck to both of you tonight. We hope that the curse of the show falls upon you. What do you say?
Exactly. They will be in the winner's circle.
That's right. Again, tonight is a regular race.
Haven't failed us yet.
Yep. Tonight is a regular season race still to come. This season is the annual Stock Car Fair race, the night of 1,000 stars, the night of 10,000 stars plus. Lots more Friday night regular season races.
AJ, can I interrupt you for a second?
You go ahead.
I think we're getting on his noise. Anyway, you're talking about the race, the fair race.
Yep.
Just to let everybody know, our listeners, that's on a Tuesday night, not on a Friday night. So we'll be doing the Riding Dirty show on a Tuesday night instead of Friday.
I'm looking over at the producer. Okay, she says probably.
She said probably.
Yeah, okay. Probably means yes.
So Tuesday night we got the fair race.
Yep.
Okay. Wednesday night.
During the fair.
Yes.
Wednesday night is the Tractor Pulse.
Yep.
Thursday night is the figure eight race.
Yep.
Friday night is the big Craig Morgan concert. Saturday night is the night of all-out destruction. And get here early if you want to come to that one.
That's right, because the place will be packed.
If you want to get a seat, you have to be here early because the place will be standing room only.
And I got to tell you something, but you bring up the Craig Morgan concert. We've been playing Craig Morgan like crazy over at KOW and on B103. That concert is huge because that may set the stage for even bigger things. So we want everybody to come here and be a part of this because
that
this has never been done before.
Nothing this big has been here before.
Oh, no. And if we pull this off, we're going to be the sight of sight, and I'm not going to say anything else about it. I'm just going to say that this opportunity for Hancock County, for Britt, for everybody in this area is right here. We got to be here for Craig Morgan.
This one here is the stepping stone to bigger and better.
Yes, and it will be huge, but it's all up to you folks. And by the way, Craig's never been here in town.
No. Speaking of such, $40 to get down on the racetrack
front and center with him. $25 in the grandstand. So tickets are cheap.
Oh, yeah.
Get your tickets at HancockCountyDistrictFair.com. Come see Craig Morgan and have a great time out here.
Because he puts on
and by the way,
a show.
After, yes, he does. And after that, at the beer garden,
yep,
B&B Sound Lights will be playing.
I knew there was a plug coming somewhere.
There, guys.
There had to be one on the extended show that Brad was going to plug in the fact that he might be down there doing a show. Yeah, okay. Well, it's good to see. Guys, thanks
last
so much.
Year was a blast.
Oh, it was hilarious. All right, guys, it was a blast. We got to get out of here. I know Mel has got better things to do, like count the. Well, he's got things to do anyway.
Thanks, Mel.
Yeah. We're listening to Riding Dirty, the greatest show on dirt, live on KOW, B103, worldwide on KOW.com. No, you can't say anything else. Live on B103.com. No, keep your mouth shut. And also on Facebook. Good night, everybody.
Yeah.
The greatest show on dirt, Riding Dirty with A.J. Taylor, was brought to you by these great businesses.
Ryan's Roofing, LLC, Summit House Retirement Community, Iowa Mold Tooling Company, Hancock County Speedway, McNeese Tire and Automotive, The Britt Bar and Grill, B&B Sounds and Lights DJ Service, Stellar Industries, Hancock County Co-op Oil and Senex, Sense Seed and Services and Pioneer, and Hancock County Health System.
Riding Dirty with A.J. Taylor, Fridays at 5:30 p.m.
KIOW Forest City. Listen at Mix.